Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Yes, it's gone 8. That is 8 till Central African time. The program consciously connected with myself, Shafaz Ahmad Khan, a brilliant engineer this morning, one of the best in the world. His name is Tobela. Tobela is doing a great job also, and joined by a member of parliament. Hey, imagine, from a councillor, now we talk to the member of parliament, only on Marcus Sahaba, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Ahmad Mandur Sheikh Imam, leader of the NFP MP. Tell me, how are you doing this fine, beautiful Sunday morning?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, beautiful morning in the city of Cape Town. I think I'm suffering from travel fatigue, on the flight fatigue. Too much of time being spent on the plane itself. We've got 26 further deaths reported in the country, 99,543, 1,735 new infections. The experts are now saying that the fifth wave is expected at the end of April. And there's also some evidence that the vaccinated people and the Omicron variant vaccination gives you no protection against the Omicron. However, it does to some extent, prevent severe COVID. But it appears to be on a downward trend, so I'm not sure if there's much, just depending on what the president is going to announce shortly in terms of the measures he wants to put in place to do away with the national state of disaster. But again, I'm not sure what the purpose of the national state of disaster is, because if the measures you put in place currently are there to try and prevent further infection, then if nobody is complying with these things, what's the purpose of having those measures in place? It's just, impacting on the economy itself. Yeah, the latest on this foreign national saga is just that children born of foreign parents will not be recognized in South Africa. They will not get South African citizens unless, of course, they find themselves in a stateless situation where neither country wants to recognize them. Then, of course, in terms of the SADC protocol, then they will be considered. So that's the other emphasis that has been put. We've heard about the Neil Agut matter. The latest judge in this matter has now given judgment that he was killed. He did not commit suicide. Another frightening thing that has come up, Brother Shafat, in the country is that the number of police officers in the country that are committing suicide. In fact, the stats is that there's more people of police officers that are committing suicide than ordinary citizens. And this is as a result of the kind of work they do, the trauma that they go through when they get to these scenes and find little children shot dead, and look at the conditions of some of the bodies when they uncover them, and acts of criminality. These are having such a massive impact on the lives of police officers. It's one of the core reasons why you're having so much of even gender-based violence amongst the police department. And despite the minister and his team trying to reassure us that there is measures in place through wellness programs, believe me, there's very little or nothing. And police officers have to go through a hell of a lot. Over and above that, they get very little danger allowance. They work longer hours. There's not enough protection. The law is on the side of the criminals. They have to act, then they have to worry about losing their jobs and getting suspended and fired. So there's a whole lot that appears to be, going on, particularly with the low morale amongst police officers in the country. The issue of the Ukraine is gaining momentum. And of course, many people, I see the ANC has now called out and raised concern about the draconian attitude of the West, particularly on the issue of sanctions that is being imposed on Russia. And many experts are now giving a clear picture of what the real problem is between Russia and Ukraine. And Russia has made its demand. It's continuing to make its demand. It finds that it is being threatened by the West. And the root cause of the problem between Russia and Ukraine was caused by the West, because of their attempt to infiltrate these areas, and that is coming out very, very clear at the moment. And that's one of the reasons I think after Putin had actually explained in detail that some countries, and if you've noticed, there's a whole list of them, about 17 or 19 of them, that abstained from that vote as well. So that's where we are in thing. Brother Shabbat, lastly, I want to tell you, you know, the issue of parliament is in a crisis at this point in time after the fire. We are not able to assemble as members of parliament in the total number of 400 members. We don't have venues. They're looking at so many different options. It's just not possible. You're trying to, you know, put them into smaller groups. It's not as effective as it is. And clearly it means that whoever attempted, you know, to sabotage and started that parliament knew exactly what they're doing. And we find ourselves in a very difficult situation at the moment, despite them trying to downplay the seriousness of what is happening. You know, if you're not able to go out there and conduct and do what you are supposed to do to the best of your ability in a satisfactory manner, I don't think people realize how serious the problem we are facing. We've had so many options and alternatives given. None of them, I say none of them, seems to be appropriate or really workable. So, in other words, the country's oversight in terms of parliament and legislation is almost come to a standstill, to be honest. It's not as effective as it used to be, and it can't be, and not for any time soon.
Yeah, absolutely. You feel like, you know, you're not wearing your right clothes for the right occasion, and you feel like, you know what, hey, I'm out of place, or I'm not in the right fish tank. It's like, you know, in a very confined space and you don't have all those facilities. Well, I noticed that the Gift of the Givers announced that it would provide humanitarian aid to Ukraine. In a statement yesterday, the charity said it would draw on its experience in other war-torn regions like Afghanistan and Syria. The intervention will be in two parts: provide emergency medical and non-medical assistance to frontline facilities and internally displace civilians inside Ukraine and fund the reparations of South African students wanting to return home. So, and some prefer staying in Europe, the organization said. Well, Imcha Suleiman, going abroad, what's your thoughts, Ahmad?
Well, I can understand, you know, the reason why he wants to go, because of what the people in Ukraine are going through. But let us also be mindful of the fact that 7 million people in this country go hungry to bed as well. And maybe we need to intensify programs in this country, try and bridge the gap between the have and the have-nots in this country and give more to the people in this country. Charity, of course, eventually begins at home. But I can understand and knowing Brother Imtiaz Suleiman and his commitment, you know, to wherever they are suffering anywhere in the world. You know, I can understand the stance. But also, let us not forget what we are in Iraq and how the people there had started as a result West again to support of the Ukrainian people and its soldiers. Well, so, you know, that there is a need, there is a crisis in Ukraine at the moment. There's still a crisis in Syria. And, you know, and I'm not saying that we must. You know, if you're not going to consider, you know, and put first the conditions of the as a result of the oppression by the West. So we need to be very, very. But, you know, I support Brother Imtiaz Suleiman in whatever work he does, because politics is for him. He has a responsibility. and he's committed to what he does as best.
I'm going to let you go because Alhamdulillah, Professor Andre Dubonago will be coming on shortly. Your parting words?
Well, you know, what's happening in Ukraine is going to have impact, a negative impact. Well, some experts are saying there will be a positive outcome for some regarding there will be a negative, particularly food like wheat, which is bread, which we have the capacity to grow here, which we, as I'm told of a lot of these things, particularly the price of fuel will shoot up again, the price of foodstuff is going to shoot. So, you know, we need to be mindful of that, that there might be shortages, and not necessarily because we can't be self, which you just chose not to be self. That's where you impact the poor. So please take the necessary measures. You'll go and buy a loaf of bread maybe every day or every instead of whether there'll be enough bread on the shelves. So, yes, that's all I can say to our brothers and sisters, that this will have some impact on the South African economy. Because remember, in the agricultural sector, a lot of our fruit is exported to these countries, Russia, Ukraine, and things that are going to impact on them as well. So the levels of employment. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our apologies are for the shaky line. And, you know, it does happen sometimes with technology. And I tell you, I guarantee you, I promise you, Tobela tried his best to get it right. But our apologies are for a faulty line. Yes, alhamdulillah, many things happening. If we get, as soon as we get Professor Andre Dubonago, we'll be talking to him on weekend headlines. And he can be giving us some of the headlines.